Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You've never been blocked before. That's awesome.
I don't, not to the best of my knowledge, I've never been blocked. So maybe there are people who have blocked me. I think I don't know. I'm trying to think of the people out there who truly hate me enough to block my number.
Oh, I don't know that you block people when you hate them. Anyway, It doesn't matter. I welcome along to the show.
What a dark start. Welcome along to the show.
Oh, sorry, you just found out we were carrying on a conversation that you guys weren't privy to.
Yeah, neither of us really addressed the fact that we didn't record yesterday, but I was happy for it.
Or the day before.
Oh, God.
We had 2 days off. But listen, lockdown is technically over, that 4-week period. That's technically over. So we're just doing this kind of whenever we feel like it.
This
right?
is for charity now. Well, no, not for charity, because, you know, we're not earning anything or donating anything from this podcast. But
I don't think we earn any money, do we?
No. We've got no sponsor.
Oh no, we do have ads now, Rose.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my brother texted me and said, you've got ads back on your podcast.
Excuse me?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well.
So it looks like two girls will be getting huge, big checks in the mail.
Looks like two girls will be getting mani-pedis when we get to level 2.
Fuck, I honestly, genuinely looked at my nails today and was like, can't wait for a mani-pedi.
Oh my God, but that's not till level 2, right?
Oh, God, level 1. Even I don't think I'll be experimenting with mani-pedis at level 2. Unless the government is like, you should do it.
Also private. You can get, it'll probably be like, you know, coming over to your house to do a mani-pedi vibes these days, you know.
God, no. In the new world. I'm not getting anyone over to my house.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm sitting on my bed. It's a gorgeous day outside.
I have not put on clothes today.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just in my Adele shirt and undies, and that's what I slept in, and this is what I've worn all day.
Nice.
And I'm gutted because, like, I broke my showering in the morning thing.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah. And, like, it's crazy that you said it on the podcast, to be fair.
I know. And as a result, I do feel like I've done less work today, but I've been at my computer the whole time just being, like, willing myself to write.
Your computer's been at you, more like.
Yeah, but the ideas have been coming thin and slow, and I don't know what to do about that. Like, I'm absolutely dumbfounded by anyone who can do any work.
I think you need to go and do something else for a bit, man. I think you need to, like, refill your creative well. Like, I have done shit all, and, like, I've been, like, so bad, but today I feel like I've been coming lifted out of this time last week I was dark, and this time now this week I've got a full face of makeup on right now because that's what I do. Go off. I will go on and go off. I'm all about, you know, I mean, yeah, maybe previous to lockdown I'd be like, yeah, you know, crazy beauty standards, right? What is this world? But now I'm like, put on as much makeup as you want to make you feel better. Make yourself feel beautiful in lockdown. Yeah. I don't feel I look like a child who's found their mother's makeup because I'm so out of practice. So so that's fun. But no, I did a workout this morning.
Fuck, and when I say this awesome. Morning,
I mean like 10 a.m. But I decided to like have a coffee and then like really just grab that hit of energy and motivation and do it. And I feel fantastic. And I forgot I don't understand exercise. I like, you know, fundamentally, and I'm so against it. It's never been imbued in me that it's an important aspect of my life. My parents, are, I'd say, you know, were never sporty or you know, exercise themselves, you know.
Sure,
like,
sure, sure.
And so I never saw like any point to it. But I'm like, oh, I get it in that it's not going to change the way I look necessarily, but it will change the way I feel. And I always find it so bullshit when people go, oh my God, I feel so much better after, you know, going for that run or whatever, like doing yoga or some shit. And it's gutting to know that it's true.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's so gutting. But yeah. But it does like, it's like pumping blood into your brain is what it feels like.
That's fucking, it's so good. I mean, I think that literally is what it is.
Well, yeah, that's, but I never thought of it that way. I never thought of it as like a tool to like, make me work better in, you know, something, I don't know, other aspects. I, you know, like, I feel like it, I don't know.
No, you're so right. I think that's why I've had such a bad work day today is because yesterday I had a really bad day. Yesterday I was like, I was just so depressed yesterday. I was crying all day. God. I was like, Diane Keaton and Something's Gotta Give.
Oh my God. Oh, you were like me watching Diane Keaton and Something's Gotta Give, am I right? She elicits that response.
Yeah, I was basically just
Were you Diane Keaton level? Shit, that's big.
I was Diane Keaton level. I was trying to contain it. Like, you know, she really lets it out. But yeah. I was trying to contain it. But it was one of those things, you know, when you're like upset or whatever and you go to talk and the action of talking is the thing that triggers you to cry.
Oh my God, yep.
I was absolutely in that zone. But today I feel incredible. But I still haven't showered or exercised. And I cancelled my exercise yesterday. And yeah, I also again today. But I'm going to go for a big old walk.
That's nice. Sorry, I'm just going to fix my blinds because I'm just making a noise in the background here.
Yeah.
But continue talking.
No, I mean, I don't really have like heaps to say. I've been playing a bit of Settlers of Catan, which I really love.
Every time I ring you, you are playing Settlers of Catan.
Okay, you've called me once and I've been playing Settlers of
Catan. Yeah, because you're blocking my number.
I'm not blocking your number. It's just
you're screening
calls,
my calls.
Your calls aren't coming through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a time to be
I've never known you to
my
be so
screened.
To be needy like that. You know?
I'm not needy. I'm not needy, but
you're
I'm
not.
Offended.
Well, that's that's the irony of it, is that you are so hard to contact, and
I know,
and you place zero value on contacting people back, and yet I don't respond to you. Let me finish.
Okay.
In theory, according to you, didn't pick up two of your phone calls within the space of about an
hour.
Well,
I seen
you
screenshots.
So I wasn't ignoring them. Okay. And that you immediately began to.
Okay, no. This
to
is
the
my...
point where you text me saying I was a hard woman to get in contact with in lockdown.
Okay, this is my impression of me the first time I called you and it just kind of ran through. And ring, it was like ring, ring. And I went, blah, blah, and I went, interesting. And then this 2 days later, give her a go again.
Ring, ring, ring.
And I was like, okay. Then gave you that text going, such a passive aggressive text. You're a hard woman to get in touch with in lockdown. Also, like, rang twice over the course of 2 days. And that is the extent of which I'm like, tough. Tough lady to get into contact with. I was surprised because I knew it was a technical, to be honest though, I knew it was a technical failure of some sort.
Right, sure,
but
sure.
I'm so bored that I was hoping that there was a dramatic element to it.
Oh God, imagine. I just decided that was it. And yet, yeah. I have... here sitting in front of me, 6 unanswered text messages from you in a row. I've just clearly gone on my own thing. I've responded to you, love to hear that. Then separately, Camilla and Charles look like they still make love and I think that's cool. No response. Then midday, Mum's cleared the upstairs room for me. Should you decide to merge bubbles, there's a room for you at Messes. No response. We recording it too? Yeah, sure.
I'm not a texter.
You are when you're interested in the topic matter. When you're interested in this is the pattern you follow. If you have something that you want to say, then you get so annoyed when people don't engage with that. Like, I will respond to you, and if I don't respond, you will go, oi.
Oi, yeah. But it's you know, it's flow. It's flowing conversation. It's just free flow. No, I do. I think, I find texting kind of difficult sometimes. I think, you know that I resent the idea that I'm always contactable. And it's an interesting specific thing that in lockdown, eh? It's like you are, there's this expectation that you should do stuff or be like, or like do calls with people. It's like, oh, it's really weird to be a person who was perhaps relatively introverted in before the stuff. Although I'm trying to think, I saw a tweet that you did.
I've had to go to
because you're no one in the absence of actual I've resorted to reading your Twitter.
I had like one day where I did about 5 tweets. And
you did. You had a huge Twitter day. Was that your depressed day or was it just before?
No, it was before. I was in a good mood when I did this.
While you're popping off tweets left, right, and centre. You're like, pa, 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 pa. I'm on top of the world, baby. Oh God, you will have a come down after you do a 5 tweet day.
Oh my
God,
literally today I was like, maybe I should tweet again, and I had nothing.
The well is dry.
Yeah, that was April 20th, and we are 4 days after that.
I saw Twitter's feels like a bit of a overwhelming place at the moment because everyone's just tweeting, but sometimes I see a tweet and I'm just like, how am I seeing this? Because the tweet will be such like a non-event, and it will be person who's like probably thought about it for like quite a while and thought it was maybe like clever, and then you read it and you're like, who is this for? But you know, that could describe every single one of the tweets I've done in the last month. So I think
what was the tweet of mine that you saw that you were like,
I think it was, saying something about being extroverted.
Oh, yes, I am an extrovert, yeah.
What was that the tweet?
Oh, yeah.
I am an extrovert.
Yeah, it got 1,000 retweets.
Oh, my God. Alan retweeted Alice is an extrovert. What was it? What was the joke?
I don't want to say it online, but it was about me finally discovering that I am truly an extrovert.
Okay, well then let's just like unpack that. If you don't think it's good enough to say on our podcast, how dare you think it's good enough to put on your platforms? You don't want to say it out loud.
Because Twitter to me is just like a garbage dump, you know? Right. Like, and this is more like the compost.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So it's like not huge steps above, but like I'm more selective.
Yeah, I guess so. That's fair. That's fair.
Thank you.
Do you think you're still an extrovert?
Yeah, I'm absolutely an extrovert. I mean, like, I love downtime, but I've realized that I love my downtime as a reaction to, I'm not going to lie. I got distracted by checking my email in the middle of that.
Okay.
No, I shouldn't have opened. I opened my email to check the bonus email. Well, I'm going to check Twitter. Don't check Twitter. No. It's just don't check it, Rose. Don't do that. Don't act out. I realize here's what it is. I'll bring us back on track. I realize I love my downtime in reaction to how much time I love to spend with people.
I love my downtime. So funny. I love my downtime. I love my cup of coffee in the morning.
Get fucked, mate. Get fucked.
Oh, gorgeous.
Okay, I just was going to say a couple of shout outs to our email people because we haven't done anything for them in a while, but people are still emailing in, which is so nice, albeit not at the rate that they once were.
What are you saying? Sorry, I was actually checking my emails then.
Oh, shit.
What did you say?
I see people are still emailing in, but not quite at the rate that they once were.
Yeah, and that's really understandable because we've literally responded to not many of them. But you know what? I will just assure you that some people are sending in just ones, just kind of stream of consciousness, kind of getting stuff off their chest, you know, sending, We read every single one. So every if you want to send every single one and every single one I love and every single one I love just hearing
people's lives.
Yes. Whatever you're feeling at the moment. And you know, one day we'll get the motivation to respond to you guys.
I know. We should really go through and do it. Like a couple honorable mentions. Izzy Broomfield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or Bromfield. Bromfield?
Izzy B.
Izzy B.
Yeah.
She's been writing it a lot. Thank you so much for that. Thanks for listening, legend. A person with the email address name Fartbong. Also huge writer in.
loving just the stream of consciousness kind of vibes.
Yeah. And then there's a girl called Rose who sent us a really good email that we haven't had a chance to get back to yet, but we will.
Yeah, I think...
And there are heaps of others who we haven't mentioned. I don't want you guys thinking that it's just those three who have, you know...
No, just keep them coming. And we really enjoy reading them. And we read... So just keep... If you want to just send an email to an email... That you know that we'll read.
Yeah.
And, you know, we might respond to it, might not.
Oh, fuck, man. We've got so much work to do if we're going to respond to these. But do you know what? Here's the thing. I can imagine a world where both of us are kind of bored at some stage in the future and this is what we dive into.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You never know. Also,
Shout out to Maddie.
Shout out to Maddie.
I was just reading, what was it? No, I think she just, you know, she was pissed off that, you know, I keep on trying to talk a lot about the ending of the podcast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she says, you say that you're not providing good entertainment anymore, but God, that's so not true. You two are the entertainment. Getting to listen to you guys in your relationship is incredible.
You always want to read out the ones that never got the
entry. No, of course.
Shout out to Maddie, that's so nice.
I think she's complaining about the episodes being too short, which I find insane.
Absolutely absurd. Also, what I liked her saying was, also, can I just say, hearing Alice go from, because she's binged them all, when did we start this podcast? 2016?
Oh my god,
fucking crazy.
Yeah,
but hearing Alice go from jokingly saying she wanted to try be with a girl to now saying she prefers women is incredible, and I'm like, yeah, you're right, they're absolutely true. The list is really happy on that journey.
Do you think this podcast helped you kind of, you know, realize that? Yeah, come out.
Oh, no. Honestly, this podcast is what made me brave enough. Is that what you want to hear? I'm going to write an email into the podcast just so you know. Dear Rose and Alice.
Oh, my God.
I just want to
feel like I had a small part to play. And
I really don't think you had any part to play.
Yeah, no, but I think the context in which you were discovering it all.
I think it was really just down to the person.
In the context of the podcast. Yeah, but there's a lot of variables, and I think there's a lot of unseen stuff.
I think it's almost exclusively nothing to do with the unseen hand. And just how I felt about that person.
Right, just to not be like very comfortable and just, you know, being yourself. And
it's more just like, you know, I fell in love and just kind of followed that.
Oh, yeah, but like, you know, you kind of felt your heart was opened and like available to be say, like, you know.
Yeah, like it was opened, but it was already open, you know, and it just so kind amazing. Of happened to correspond. Yeah.
I'm so glad you found the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you. I'm so proud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, now, so do you want to tell people what the fuck happened with Kelly Clarkson and about how you got absolutely savaged online?
Sorry, that was a crazy attack. Out of nowhere.
No, I think it's been brewing.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Okay, well, look. Again, I was bored. I was trying to get a rise out of you. You texted me. I mean, this is a real new development in my personality, which is like, it's just acting out because of boredom. I've never been bored. Like, I've never been bored in my life, I don't think. But I feel, because, you know, you've usually got things and things to engage you or, you know, shit to do. But
yeah.
I feel this is a really, a very funny, new, specific type of boredom, which is almost anarchic.
Okay, which go is on. Like,
it's just like you texted me saying, I'll find the exact text actually. This is another, three text monologue that, well, I shouldn't say three monologue because they came so quick. Like, okay, so basically at 11 past 11, four texts, not even spanning like minutes. So it's 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11. Love that. Kelly Clarkson is cool and has a good voice. I won't hear any different. That came so hot off the heels of the last text. And I was like, okay, well, you just want to hear that to be heard. Yep. And then I said, I don't rate her. Also, I think you should stop watching her show.
Oh.
And you went, I'm not watching her show. That was one time and it was a good clip. And then you sent me a text, a link to Ms. Independent sessions at AOL. Kelly Clarkson, and you wrote My Anthem and a winky face.
I forgot I did all of that.
Were you crying at this point? My Anthem, winky face through tears. Okay, but then, so basically I posted a screenshot.
Can I just say, I was saying that with, there was tongue in cheek. I was being funny. Was it funny? It was funny.
What, saying My Anthem? I think yeah. At face value that would be fine. I'm not judging you there.
No, I think that
it's awesome. It's okay. Awesome to find what you love and lean into it. So then I posted it on Instagram and then just saying, you know, this is a text I got from Alice in 2020, you know, and it wasn't even it wasn't even supposed to be a diss. It was just more of a, isn't this funny? Like that we're, you know, a person is talking about Kelly Clarkson in the year 2020 and like defending her honor, despite no one even care, like saying anything bad about Kelly Clarkson, like being outspoken. Like that is a very, I feel like there's a very specifically Kelly Clarkson fan vibe is to be like, I don't care. I love her. And everyone's like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay then. But then I was overwhelmed by the amount of responses I got, you know, being like, she's right though. Well, she's not wrong. And then lots of people being like, yeah, we're like, well, she's right. Maybe, you know, I hope this isn't a diss. Like, don't make me, like once one person said it, don't make me, they're probably listening actually, threatened. To switch teams from a snethead to from a Matterfan to a snethead. So, but I was, you know, I was happy that you got that win, and I did send you some screenshots.
Yeah, I appreciated that. It big time because I did need a win. You know, I was at the end of a rough day.
Of course, that was actually this morning.
Yeah, that's true. Well, maybe that's why I'm in such a good mood. I don't know.
Did you have a good sleep?
I did have a good sleep. Yeah, I did have a good sleep. But I've been sleeping really well. Like, aside from like the odd night here and there, like since I quit caffeine, honestly, it's revolutionized my sleep. Like, that's, I can't speak highly enough about it. I just, previous to this, I would wake up throughout the night nonstop, or I'd have trouble getting to sleep. But now it's like I want to go to sleep and I'm out within 10 minutes and I sleep right through the night. It's like just the best. I know, which is like such an annoying thing because I do love coffee, but I've been drinking a lot of decaf and I'm fucking loving
decaf
that.
Decaf can be good. Decaf can be good.
Decaf's been great at home. You know, I'm not complaining.
I love coffee too much, but I have really bad sleep. I've had terrible sleep, and I've got really massive bags under my eyes. I woke up this morning. Terrible stuff, but it's because I've been going to bed at least one every night, and then waking up about 8. But I don't do well with 7 hours sleep.
Yeah, you need like a classic 10, don't you?
9 out of 9. A 9 is perfect for me. 10's too much. But
right.
I do need 9 hours sleep, which is really annoying.
It's so much of our life is spent sleeping, isn't it?
That's what annoys me, is that like I don't like the fact that I have to go to bed at night. Yeah. Like, I'm like, well, what? But I've got lots to do, but I don't do it during the day. But it's like, okay, I finally can get some stuff done and watch some things. And it's so exciting to stay up late. I think I still find it exciting to be able to stay up late.
Really?
Even though I was allowed to do it all my life. It causes me
anxiety now.
Well, I do, yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, when fuck, I've got to get up in the morning. I've got to do shit. I'm not going to feel well tomorrow. Like, all of that shit, you know?
Oh, yeah, I do feel that as well.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like I haven't been tired for any, like, I'm not tired to do anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, when we'd been in, like, Edinburgh or, like, performing or something, or, like, in festivals, it's like, I had a real stressful time with sleep because I'd go, I need the energy to do this thing, so I need to be, like, you know, sleeping was, like, more of a power-up for an activity or a job.
Yeah, and sure.
Rather than just, like, you know, living, which it probably should be. But now there's no, like, thing of going, oh, I shouldn't be tired for that gig, or, like, I shouldn't be tired for that bit of work, or I need energy for that. And also, God, I love the nightlife. I do love the nightlife is the problem.
Yeah, you love the nightlife. And I miss
the nightlife.
I am the opposite. Like, that's the one thing I'm loving, even though I'm always slightly reticent to say that we're liking parts of this, but whatever, it is my experience, is not gigging at night. I love having my night times free.
Yeah, I used to like that aspect of not gigging for a bit, but now I'm really sad about it, and I really love gigging, and I miss it.
Yeah, I actually weirdly miss stand-up a little bit as well.
Mm.
I didn't think I would at all, you know? I thought that it was a part of me that was now dead and gone forever, but I think it's not.
Well, I mean, in this context, maybe you're seeing it through rose-tinted glasses.
That's true. I mean, you are always petitioning for me to quit stand-up.
No. I'm just petitioning for you to follow your heart. And if that's where it takes you, then so be it. Yeah. I'm against doing anything you don't enjoy. Although I say I don't enjoy stand-up a lot of the time, but I do.
Yeah, you're constantly talking about how you hate it.
Yeah, I do. But it's because it's anxiety. I think, you know, it's...
It's just
anxiety and feeling like very high stakes scenarios.
I've got that video of you. Did I send it to you? Of you coming off stage at Leicester Square?
Yeah.
Were you, I remember, like, that. Were you just destroyed? And you look like the happiest you could ever possibly be.
I know. It's so sad. Yeah. It's so sad to, like, have that as your thing that makes you that happy in life. Yet it's the cost of it is, like, anxiety beforehand. Like, so much anxiety beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could, those shows though. They were fun.
They were good shows.
Yeah.
I wonder if any listeners were at those shows.
Who knows? Probably. We'll never know, you know?
I think we could never know.
There's just some things in life you'll never get the answer to.
Oh my God.
And you'll just never, never know. So about Kelly Clarkson, just really briefly.
Jesus.
No, just let me ask the questions, please. You do like her, but you were just being anarchic.
Well, I'm so moderate about her. I'm not, like, a fan of hers.
Right.
Breakaway is good. I swim my wings and I learn how to fly. I do what it takes till I touch the sky. Gotta make a wish, make a change, and break away. Out of the darkness and into the sun, that I won't forget the things that I love. Gotta make a wish, that a change, make a change. I liked that song because it also coincided. This is a very strange. Well, I don't know. I didn't coincide, but it was around the same era that Cadbury in New Zealand brought out a chocolate called Breakaway, which had a biscuit element to it. And I was like, that's funny, isn't it? Like, I don't know why I remember that. I was just like, isn't that something to do with Breakaway, Kelly Clarkson? Or, like, is that just a coincidence? I just thought it was a funny coincidence.
Oh, I love that. Love it. All right. Well, hey, I think that's pretty good what we've done there today.
I guess so.
What, you want to do something else?
No. I think it's... I think it's good. I haven't had lunch, so I should go have lunch.
Oh, I've got some exciting news to tell you off the pod, actually.
Oh, cool. Bring, bring.
I'm actually just wrapping up.
Bring, bring. Well, yeah, I guess it's... I'm rounding it off.
All right, I'll take this. Hello, bring, you're on the line with Alison Rose, the bonus of the heart.
Hey. Sorry, Alice?
Yeah, hi.
Wow. Sorry, who's calling? Sorry, I think I cut off last time, a couple of episodes back. It's Dylan from high school. Dylan from high school? Oh my god, Alice. This is the...
Hi, Dylan.
Yeah, just... hey, Alice, I just wanted to... I think I got cut off last time. I just want to say, like, I was just asking... I wanted to ask last time. You had a locker at high school. I think it had something engraved on it. I think it said optimistic cynic. Oh, that's a fire alarm. I'm going to turn that off. That's a... God, it's so annoying. Sorry, it's a really annoying fire alarm. I just want to know, that was you? That was you? God, that... Jesus Christ, that fire alarm is...
Hey, sorry, Dylan.
I just want to... are you interested in going on a date or something? Because I'm kind of into that hardcore shit as well. I'm I don't know. Just not your average guy. It's been a while, but...
I'm going to get optimistic cynic tattooed on my body in Latin.
Well, actually, that's weird because I've already got that. And I got it across my back and I thought that maybe, I don't know, it's crazy, but... You'd be interested in going on a date sometime?
Dylan.
It's so sweet of you to
ask me out and stuff. I think I'm actually seeing women more these days.
Do you mean the singular or the group of women? Because you just said it, just one woman there. You're seeing women? Is her name Woman?
Yeah, her name's Woman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So it's a she.
Her name is Woman.
No. That's fine.
Yeah. It's kind of a funny name, but yeah. But it works for her. You know, if you meet her, she really suits it.
Right. Okay. Well, you always got to put yourself out there and, it's been a long time.
That's awesome, though.
I've been wondering about that.
Yeah. And just that, optimistic, cynic thing. That's not really, my, mantra or anything. It was just kind of something that accidentally happened that I just let slip out.
It's just because I got it tattooed on my body. That just feels kind of stupid now that I got it tattooed in Latin on my body just to impress you. But that's cool.
Sorry.
It's fine. Don't be sorry. It's not your fault.
I've heard laser removal is really painful.
Yeah, it's kind of big. It's actually quite big. It kind of spans all my back. So that's fine.
I mean, that's something you could have checked in with me first before you did it.
Yeah, no,
but
you're kind of hard to contact and stuff. Wow, that's so sad.
That is fucking sad. I honestly, if I had a boy called Dylan who was into me in high school for what was on my locker, I would have...
Well, it sounds like you did and you threw it away.
Yeah.
For one woman.
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 For a woman named Woman.
Yeah, man.
Love that, though. Nice of Dylan
to
listen
to. Love that for you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, hey, listen, it's been so nice talking to you.
Yes, we're going to have an offline conversation now.
Yeah, we should catch up sometime again soon,
Yeah. Oh, well, let's stop the recording and then we can talk for maybe up to 5 minutes. And
then I'm going to go. But no more than.
No.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go and just kind of, do some
live your
other
life.
Stuff.
Yeah, you've got shit to do. Yeah. Please keep emailing into bonersoftheheart@gmail and give reviews on iTunes. I don't know if that should even matter.
Christ's sake. I mean, honestly, I just looked at the timer. That podcast did feel a lot longer than 33 minutes, so I'll tell you that much. That's wild.
Yeah.
Imagine people doing even longer than an hour-long podcast. They're fucking insane.
We have done that before, but that's honestly ludicrous, I think.
Yeah, it's unacceptable.
Yeah. It's appalling behavior.
It's unconscionable.
We won't do it anymore. We won't do it.
Hey, guys, stay safe.
Wash hands.
Wash your hands. And
keep up with the Kardashians.
We'll talk to you on Monday to give you some more, laughs and light in your life.
Oh, God.
Why would you undermine me like that?
I don't know. It was genuinely just instinctive. When you said that we were going to provide laughs and light, I thought, no, that's not a...
Okay, well, if you're not on board with providing laughs and light...
No, that's not what I'm on board with.
Of any time in the world to recoil from sharing laughs and light our listeners?
No, let me insane. Be clear. Let I'm me absolutely be clear.
It's upsetting, actually.
Let me be I clear. I am not opposed to anyone receiving laughs and light from this podcast, but I refuse to subscribe to an agenda that You've promises got walls. That will...
You've got walls that, up.
No, I don't have walls
You've
up.
Got walls up.
You do. You are being anarchic.
You've got walls up.
I don't. I'm the most open I could possibly. I'm the most open like construction person going on,
actually.
I don't have any walls. I'm like an open wound.
Well, I just recap on what just happened. I just suggested that we provide love and light and laughs to our listeners, and you actively guffawed.
Yes,
that sounds like a wall.
No,
it sounds like a wall to me. That's funny.
It's not a wall. It's just I don't want to put that pressure on us.
Okay.
Okay, fine. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Mate.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.